Y'all ready? Preach the word, Pastor Miller. Preach the word, Pastor Miller. Preach the word, Pastor Miller. Amen. No one to do. Amen. Better get my pen out. Praise the Lord, everyone. God bless you. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I truly feel that I'm in the house of the Lord. I truly feel that I'm amongst people that love the Lord. And I was just sharing with the sister in the rear that people go to football games in all kind of weather. And I just thank God that you all press your way out tonight. And it just proves that God is more important than a football game.
Amen.
And I see people out to football games with their clothes off and they're praising those stars that's out on the field.
Right.
But it's time that the church rise up and give the Lord some glory.
Hallelujah.
It's time the church praise the Lord and give the Lord his propers.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I believe that the Lord has brought truth by the way of a man that fell about 20 years ago. But you know, it's people that haven't forgiven him yet. And I'm going to tell you something. I was raised up in a Christian home. My father, he was a pastor, apostolic pastor. He pastored Bible Way Temple, Apostolic Church in Springfield, Ohio.
Amen.
And I left home when I was 18 years old. I left home because I wanted to be on my own and do what I wanted to do. But my dad brought me up right.
Amen.
And the Bible says, bring up a child in the way it should go, and when it's old, it will not depart from it.
Amen.
And that's what happened to me. I went my own way. But one day, I was home in my bedroom. My wife was going to church with our two kids. And I was home alone. And I picked up the remote control. And I was flicking through the channel. And this man came on. I wasn't looking for no church. I wasn't even thinking about him saying that day. But when I was flicking through the channel, it stopped on Jimmy Swagger. It stopped on Jimmy Swagger, the man that's preaching the cross right today.
Amen.
And I laid on my bedroom floor and gave my life to the Lord.
Amen.
I wasn't thinking about giving my life to the Lord, but I gave my life to the Lord then.
Amen.
I had all kind of habits. I was wretched and undone.
Yeah.
But the Lord cleaned me up that
Amen.
Day.
Yes, yes, yes.
Everything I was doing, I didn't want to do no more.
Amen.
Because I saw Jesus that day.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Jesus.
Amen.
And what the world needs today is Jesus.
Amen.
The world thinks they need money. But they need Jesus.
Amen.
See, Jesus, he was the great sacrifice.
Amen.
And when Abraham went up on Sacrifice Mountain, and he looked over in the thicket, when he went up to offer up his son Isaac, and the angel told him to look over in the thicket and take that ram and you offer it up. Abraham named that place Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. But you know, most people today, they look at that scripture, the Lord will provide, as the providing stuff. That's all people think about is stuff.
Amen.
But the Lord provided a sacrifice.
Amen.
And that was the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes, yes.
He provided that sacrifice that we might have what we need.
Yes, amen. Yes, that's right.
Yes, yes.
That we might have what we need. Mainly that our sin might be forgiven.
Yes, yes, yes.
But through that sacrifice,
you,
through that sacrifice, God restored back to mankind everything that Adam lost in the fall.
Right.
Everything.
Amen.
Not missing nothing. Everything that man lost in the fall, when Jesus died on the cross and rose again the third day, everything that man lost in the fall, he took care of. Every sin, every loss, everything. It was not one sin that Jesus Christ did not atone for.
Amen.
How do I know that? Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And if Jesus had no took care of every sin that man will ever commit, he wouldn't have been able to rise again the third day.
Amen.
Why? Because the wages of sin is death.
Amen.
He provided a sacrifice for us. A sacrifice that we might have eternal life. And everything that man lost, Jesus restored it in the atonement.
Thank you, Lord.
And the atonement. What does atonement mean? It means at one man. At one man.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And everything that we lost, Jesus restored it in the atonement.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He gave us salvation. He gave us sanctification. He gave us justification. He gave us prosperity. He gave us the permanent indwelling of the Holy Spirit. He gave us the baptism in the Holy Spirit. He gave us healing.
Amen.
Everything. He gave us homes. He gave us cars. All of that came in the atonement.
Right.
If Jesus hadn't atoned for us on the cross, we wouldn't have nothing now. We wouldn't even have salvation.
Right.
That's what the cross means to the church.
Oh,
but the cross today is cross, I mean the church is cross illiterate.
Right.
The church is cross illiterate. The only thing the church knows about the cross is Jesus died for me, which that's good. But the church should know more about the cross.
Yes, amen.
When Jesus, when the Apostle Paul said, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, so we all come into the unity of the faith unto a perfect man, unto a statue.
Amen. Perfect man, sure man.
The only way that can happen is the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers preach what Paul preached.
Amen.
And they aren't doing it.
Amen.
They aren't doing it. And I didn't come here tonight to down the church, but I came here to tell you where God intends for the church to be, and the only way that the church can be there is when the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors, and the teachers preach what Paul preached.
Yes.
And Paul preached. the cross. And that's what we need to preach.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every minister needs to be preaching the message of the cross. And a prophet, he's a preacher of righteousness. God didn't call him to go around and prophesy over people. God called him to preach righteousness.
Amen.
What is righteousness? What will make you righteous? Faith in what Christ did at the cross.
Right.
I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles to Matthew. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'm not going to hold you long. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Now I want to start at verse 13. Verse 13. And I'm going to ask Pastor, is it anybody that could get me a cup of water? Matthew chapter 16. Shall we all stand, please? Just giving reverence to God's word. Matthew chapter 16, starting at verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Verse 18. "And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. I want to use for a theme tonight, "Upon this rock I will build my church." Upon this rock I will build my church. Thank you, brother. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, I give you praise and glory and honor. Father, I know that you have ordained this night. Amen.
before the foundation of the world. I know that you ordained this night. And Lord, when the brother called me this morning and said that it's going to be bad weather, that we can cancel this service if you don't want to come this far. And Lord, it was something raised up in my spirit that said, go ahead. Everything will be all right. And Lord, that's how I know that this very night was ordained before the foundation of the world. And Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you would move tonight in a mighty way. Touch tonight, Lord God. Oh God, move by the power and the anointing of your spirit. Lord, you must increase and I must decrease. Let it be none of me, but all of you. Speak through your manservant, Lord. And Lord, we just ask that you would encourage your people tonight. Encourage your people, Lord God, to move on, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just ask, Lord, that you would inspire them, Lord. Encourage this pastor here, Lord, that's struggling with a decision. Let him know, Lord God, that he must wait on you, Lord. That he must not move, Lord, unless you tell him to. And, Lord, we know that we're living in perilous times now. But, Lord, you're still in charge.
Yes, you are.
You're still my God. You're still my Lord. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight. And, Lord, I thank you for the people that you sent out, Lord, that they might be blessed. I give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. These and all blessings we ask in the precious and glorious name of Jesus. Let the church say, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
On this rock, I will build my church. It was two revelations here in this passage of scripture that I read tonight. One of the revelations was, it was given to Peter by God.
Amen.
It was given to Peter who Christ truly is.
Amen.
Thou art the Son. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That was one revelation. And the next revelation was given to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he gave it to his disciples. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church.
All right.
And I've heard people say that when he said, upon this rock, I will build my church, that he was talking about Peter. But he wasn't talking about Peter. He was talking about himself. He's the rock. He's the rock. Even when the Israelites, when they had been delivered from Egypt, and they were going through the wilderness, and they were out of food, and also thirsty, and the Lord spoke to Moses and told Moses to strike the rock. And I want you to know that it was approximately 3 million people, 3 million Israelites there that night, counting the children and women and also the men. It was approximately 3 million. And all the animals, but they were out of water. They were going through the desert, thirsty. And they began to complain to Moses. And Moses began to pray to God. Hallelujah. And that's what the man of God always does. When the people complain to the man of God, the man of God always goes to God. And God told Moses to strike the rock. Hallelujah. And when he struck the rock, my God, water gushed out of that rock, enough to feed 3 million people and all the cattle and the animals and everything. Water came out of the rock. And that water is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. And the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians, and that rock was Christ. And Jesus said, up on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nothing is going to come against the church that's built on the rock.
Hallelujah. That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Peter, he wasn't talking about Peter, because Peter means a fragment of a rock. It means a stone. A stone is just a fragment of a rock. So he wasn't talking about Peter. And anyway, anything that man touch, he corrupts it.
Amen.
If it's not ordained by God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Man needs the anointing of God.
That's right.
And that anointing only comes through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
When Jesus Christ came out of the wilderness, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. What is the gospel? It's the good news. What is the good news? That Jesus came, died on the cross for our sins. He was buried and rose the third day. That's the good news, say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. And the cross is the synonym for the gospel. And so the gospel is all through the Bible. This is the gospel.
Amen.
And the cross is the synonym for the gospel.
Hallelujah.
So the cross is throughout the Bible.
Yes, it is.
It's throughout the Bible. Because it's the gospel. It's the thing that will set man free.
Amen.
And when Jesus said, up on this rock I will build my church, he didn't say no denominations. He didn't say no particular denominational church. He said my church. And it's man. It's man that has come and corrupted the church that Christ built.
That's right.
By going their own direction.
That's right.
If man would just follow the word of God, God could move like he moved in the book of Acts.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know what? By AD 601, the early church had gone completely Catholicism, meaning that the early church had gone completely Catholic by 601 AD. Why? Because the apostles had died off. And the church had got into the wrong hands. And even when the apostle Paul, he was in Galatians, he taught the Galatians the message of the cross. And soon as he left, Judaizers came in right behind him, and they were teaching another gospel. That's what the Bible says. And the church today is corrupt because man has gone the way of Cain. That's what Jude says. Jude says that man has gone the way of Cain. How did Cain go? Cain went his own way. He went a way other than God's way. And the Bible says that Abel offered up a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Why was that? Abel, he offered up the firstling of his flock. And that firstling of his flock, it means that he offered up the very best that he had, which was a blood sacrifice, which represented the Lord Jesus Christ and what he would do on the cross. That's what it represented. And man knows what God wants. Because if man claims that he knows the word of God, it's in there. It's in there. What God demands. God demands us to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. Because he gave the Apostle Paul the meaning of the new covenant. And the meaning of the new covenant is Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's the meaning of the new covenant. And he gave it to the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul says, if any man come preaching any other gospel, let him be accursed. And that word accursed means let him be damned. And when a man is damned, it means that the loss of his soul.
That's right. That's the truth.
So, but the cross is offensive. That's why man does not want to preach the cross. Because it's offensive to man. Why is it offensive? It's offensive because it leaves man's works out.
Right. Right.
It leaves man's works out. Man is very religious. Religious says do. The cross says done.
Amen.
And man likes to do. He likes to do. And there's nothing wrong with doing, but that's not where our faith should be. That's not what we depend on, is the our doing. We depend on Christ and him crucified, which is the object of our faith. The Bible says, looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. What's wrong with the church today? The church want Jesus as the author of their faith, but they don't want Jesus as the finisher of their faith. And if Jesus is the finisher of your faith, he's going to be who you depend on.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What the world needs today is Jesus. That's what the world needs, is Jesus. If they would trust in Jesus, everything that they need would come through Jesus.
Amen. That's right. Thank you, Lord.
And if a church is not preaching what the Apostle Paul preached, you can't call it a New Testament church.
Amen.
Now, I'm just being truthful. The Apostle Paul was given the meaning of the New Covenant, which the meaning of the New Testament. And that's Jesus Christ and Him crucified. What did Paul say? Paul said, we preach Christ crucified. And if a church is not preaching Jesus Christ and Him crucified, they can't legitimately say that they are a New Testament church. Because Paul said, we preach Christ crucified. He said, I determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Amen.
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 That's the word. And you can take this Bible. You can take this Bible. And you can preach the words that's in this Bible and not preach the cross. You can still be preaching the word of God, but you will be divorcing the cross from the word. And that's what has happened. Ministers today, they're preaching the Bible. They're preaching all they know. But they have divorced the cross from the Bible. Because if you don't preach the cross, that's what you're doing. You're divorcing the cross from the Word of God.
That's right. That's good. That's right.
And the cross has been divorced from the Word of God. And that's why the church doesn't have no power. That's why you don't see any miracles in it any longer. Brother, I encourage you to continue to preach the cross. I don't care if you don't have but you and your son. Continue to preach the cross and depend on Christ. The Bible says, wait on the Lord and He will renew your strength. You will mount up like wings of eagles. You will run and not grow weary. You will walk and not faint.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord will take care of you. He will take care of you. Hallelujah. You got the message, brother. You got the New Testament message. But the church doesn't want it. And when you see churches full, don't be discouraged. Because they are only there because they are not hearing anything that will convict them. People like to hear that you got some good in you. The champion. You got a champion in you. They like to hear that. And I say if you leave out of the church feeling good about yourself, you haven't heard nothing. We need to hear the message of the cross. We need to hear that it's not about us, but it's about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's what we need to hear. It's not about us. It's about Jesus, the man that hung, bled, and died on the cross 2,000 years ago. And was buried and rose again for our justification.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's what we need to hear. That's what it's all about. It's all about Jesus. We need to glorify Him. Everything that we do, we need to glorify Jesus. It was Jesus that allowed us to come out tonight in this bad weather and nothing happened to us. It was Jesus. It was Jesus that encamped His guardian angels all around us. It was Jesus. That's why He said, up on this rock, I will build my church. It's always going to be a church. It's going to be a church. I mean, it's going to be a church that serves Jesus and gives Jesus its propers. If it's only a few. And Jesus, and the God has always had a remnant. He's always had a remnant. He's always had a few people that would serve him. And even Jesus said, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. He's always going to have a few people that will go the right way. Hallelujah. Back in the Old Testament, all he had was Abel. Hallelujah. And after Abel, Enoch. Enoch walked with God. And he said one day that God said, come on, Enoch, and go home with me. Hallelujah. And God took Enoch home with him, took him to heaven alive. And he's still in heaven alive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He was looking for a man, and he saw Noah. Said, Noah walked with God. Hallelujah. He walked with God. And and Noah found favor. Found grace in the eyes of God.
Thank you, Lord.
And God saved his whole family. There's never been a lot of people that would go God's way. God has always looked for a few people that he could depend on. Hallelujah. So don't get discouraged, brother. Don't get discouraged. God sent me here to tell you to keep your eyes on him. Look into Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. He said he would open a door that no man could close. He will close a door that no man can open. Hallelujah. God is still on the throne. And Jesus is still sitting at the right hand of God, interceding for the church. Hallelujah. And it's not that he had to turn around and say that Brother Wallace needs your help. Just his presence there, sitting on the throne of God, hallelujah, is speaking for him, hallelujah. And Paul says that we are with him in heavenly places, hallelujah. How are we with him in heavenly places? Because we've been baptized into the death of Christ, hallelujah. Glory to God. You are in Christ. You belong to him.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. When he died, you died.
Hallelujah.
When he was buried, you were buried. When he rose, you rose.
Hallelujah.
In newness of life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You belong to him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Upon this rock,
hallelujah,
I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
God got a church. He got a church. He's got a church. As long as he has people that's in him, he's got a church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Keep preaching the message of the cross. Keep preaching it. Don't give up on God. He's not going to give up on you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
He said, and I will give. I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's given the keys, the symbols of authority.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And that's the cross of Christ. Hallelujah. It's the cross that will unlock the door to the spiritual power that you need to bind and loose. Hallelujah. You've been given the keys to the kingdom of heaven, which allows the spiritual power to be exhibited by you to bind and loose.
Amen.
Glory to God. He said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. He's given you the spiritual power through the cross of Christ, through the rock. Through the rock. When he said, upon this church, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He's talking about the universal church.
Amen.
The church, the people, not the building. Not the building, but the people, the universal church. Upon this rock, I will build my church, the universal church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What will you bind? You will bind the spirits of darkness.
Amen.
The demon spirit,
the
spirit of darkness. And the Apostle Paul says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, against wickedness in high places.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He gave the church the authority, the spiritual power to bind them. And he said, when you bind them on earth, they shall be bound in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That all comes through the cross. Through the cross. When you see the things that's going on in the church today, you see these things going on because they don't know the cross. And they don't have no spiritual power working for them. Because the only way that the spiritual power comes into the believer is through the cross and our faith in the cross.
That's right. Hallelujah. That's the only way.
That's the only way. Romans 8 and 2. Romans 8 and 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8 and 2. It's because of the cross. Everything that we receive from God is because Jesus Christ gave his life on the cross. And he rose the third day. But you know what? His resurrection was presupposed. It was no doubt that he was going to rise again. Yes. Look what it says in verse 21 of Matthew 16. It says, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. It was no doubt. It was presupposed. And even in 1 Corinthians 11 and 26, He says, when we take the communion, he says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes.
Amen.
He didn't say you do show the Lord's resurrection till he comes. It was his death that paid for everything on the cross.
Amen. That's right.
That's how vital the cross is to the church. But the church has left the cross. They have forgotten about the cross. They are preaching the word of God minus the cross.
Hallelujah.
And it's no spiritual power in the church. It's no book of Acts. You know how Peter, he walked past those that they had brought and laid them on blankets, and they were vexed with unclean spirits. And just his shadow walking by, the Bible says all of them were healed. Everyone was delivered. And how the Apostle Paul sent out handkerchiefs. And they were healed from the handkerchiefs. Why is that not happening now in the church? Why aren't people being healed? Why aren't people being delivered? Because the only means by which they will be delivered is through the cross. Faith in what Christ did at the cross.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And see, it must be universal. It must be universal. The church needs to come together. They need to forget about all these denominational things. See, because most churches that have a denomination is denominationalism, meaning that that's where their faith is. That's why you find denominations, they can't even fellowship but with their own. The Baptist only fellowship with the Baptist. The Methodist only fellowship with the Methodist. But they still say that they're the church. And I'm telling you, God has raised up the cross, the message of the cross, to reform the church. Just like when Martin Luther said, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And when he hung those 95 theses to the door in England, that's what he said, the just shall live by faith. And the church needs to come back to the cross.